这个礼拜的读经进度是大概诗篇56篇到60篇。
And so this week our Bible reading is from Psalm 56 to 62.
那因为诗篇五十六篇就是大卫的金诗这个很价值很昂贵的诗，金子的金啊。
And so Psalm 56, a very, very special psalm written by David.
It's a golden psalm. Gold. 那这个金色的金丝就是表示好像熬炼过的，非常的珍贵。
It's a golden psalm because it is like gold refined in fire, very precious.
那可以说是诗中的诗，好像雅歌一样，歌中之歌。
And it is like a psalm in a psalm.
所以是非常特别的。
And so it is very special.
那既然是大卫的金诗，那就表示他为什么会编入这个诗歌集而且是被称为是金诗，那有它特别的含义。
So why is this a golden psalm? There must be a reason for it.
那因为大概今天是读到六十篇了。
And so today we have are up to Psalm 60.
那这个金诗它是有个秩序的安排。
And so this golden psalm, there is an order to it.
因为今天是最后一篇六十篇。
So today is the last psalm, Psalm 60.
那这些诗歌我们来欣赏一下子
So let us enjoy these psalms for a bit.
我们看六十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 60.
那星期三晚上查经也是查六十篇。
And so,
Sorry, 星期三晚上。
On Wednesday evening, we also study Psalm 60.
那我们看六十篇这个题旨题目的介绍。
So we look at the description underneath the title.
他说大卫与两河间的亚兰并所巴的亚兰征战的时候，约押转回在盐谷攻击以东，杀了12000人。那时大卫作这金诗叫人来学习，交为灵长，调用为证的百合花那我们看这个是很特别提到当时的时空背景。
And so in the description underneath the title, it gives us the background.
那个时候呢，他打胜仗就要做这个金诗，叫人学习来做一个纪念。
And so this, after they won the victory, they wrote this golden psalm as a teaching.
所以就是要做一个纪念所以调用百合花就表示这个得胜的一个凯歌。
And it is a memorial and set to the lily of the testimony.
所以经过四篇五十多篇然后一直到六十篇最终呢得胜。
And so Psalm 56 all the way to Psalm 60 is talking about victory.
所以圣经也记载这个大卫他无论走到哪里去，那神都使他得胜。
Mean and saying that no matter where, the Bible tells us that no matter where David went, God always grant him the victory.
所以相信我们是希望神能够使我们。无论走到哪里去，无论做什么事情，神都能够使我们得胜。
And we know that for ourselves, we also hope to gain victory no matter where we go.
得胜呢，就是百合花要做见证。
And so to have victory is for the lily, is to of the testimony.
那百合花当然按照雅歌第二章第二节所记载的这个百合花在荆棘当中长出来。
And so in this lily in the midst that's grown in the midst of adversity or thorns.
那我们想想，百合花在荆棘当中长出来是不容易的事情。
And it's difficult for this lily to grow in the middle of thorns.
我们看主耶稣曾经讲过这个撒种的比喻
And so, for example, Jesus Christ gave the parable of the sower.
那有的撒在路旁的，有的撒在石头地上。
Some were thrown on the road and other on the rocks.
那有的撒到荆棘当中。
Some were sown among the thorns.
那我们看撒到荆棘当中的那些籽粒它就长不出来，就被它挤住了。
And so the seeds that were sown along the thorns could not grow because they were choked by the thorns.
所以圣经主耶稣特别解释说这些荆棘这都代表着今生的思虑。
And so, in the Bible tells us that these thorns represent the worries of this world.
因为他烦恼的事情太多了。
Because what they worries about is too much.
啊，烦恼的事情太多了，等于是我们背一个重担。
So if there are many worries, that means there's a heavy burden.
啊，背这个重担，自然就不能够往神所要我们去的牛奶与蜜之地前进。
And if you and if you're, we have this heavy burden, then we're not able to go forward towards the promised land, the land milk and honey.
啊，因此为什么很多的信徒可能会怀疑说，我的恩典怎么那么少？某些弟兄姐妹的恩典怎么那么多
？And some brothers and sisters may question, why do I have so few blessings in my life, while others have so much?
那可能是因为我们的忧虑太多啊。
And this might be because we have many worries.In our life.
那忧虑太多会阻碍我们得到神恩典的机会。
And these worries or anxieties can hinder us from receiving more grace from God.
所以我们讲到这个百合花啊，它在荆棘当中就长出了，长得非常漂亮。
So this lily among the thorns is able to grow and grow very beautifully.
所以代表大家突破各种的困难、各种艰难的环境。
Which represents how it is able to grow despite all its environment.
然后它要克服啊各种的试探引诱。
And it's able to withstand and overcome all of the temptations.
还要克服这今生的思虑。
And also to overcome the worries of the world.
才能够从荆棘当中啊长出来。
So that it is able to grow among the thorns.
所以百合花就是代表着得胜。
So the flower, the lily represents victory.
好，那现在呢说这个吊啊，用为证，就做见证的百合花。
And so this lily of the testimony.
那这个是得胜哈，我们看里头都是得胜的。信息
and in it we see it's all messages of victory.
但是我们有没有想到得胜的开始是从哪一点开始的呢
？But have we ever thought about where does victory come from？
以我们人的想法，一定想说得胜一定是很认真的工作，他学习各样的技能。
And sometimes, from man's perspective, we might think that victory comes from hard work and using different techniques.
啊，他生长在一个很忧郁的家庭环境之下，能够学习。
And that if you are born into a good family and able to learn.
啊，能够请很好的老师来教导。
That you're able to have many good teachers.
啊，所以就能够成功得胜。
So that you can be successful and victorious.
那其实啊。神的方法是超过人的方法。
But God's way is above man's.
啊，神的意念超过人的意念。
And God's thoughts are above the thoughts of man.
所以根据大卫的经诗啊，他这个得胜是从哪一点开始呢
？So according to this psalm by David, where does victory come from?
啊，得胜开始于苦难。
So victory comes from suffering.
啊，这个是我们很难想象的。
And this is something hard for us to understand.
啊，我们请看诗篇五十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 56.
诗篇五十六篇
，Psalm 56
啊，就是在这附近啊，是大卫经诗的一个开始。
This is the beginning of the David's golden psalms.
好，诗篇五十六篇
，Psalm 56
我们看这个题旨哈。
If we look at the description underneath.
啊，非利士人在加特拿住大卫，那时他做这经诗，交为灵长，调用远方无声歌。我们看到这个调，就刚刚跟刚刚我们所看的哈，这个得胜为证的百合花的调不一样的。
So this here we can see that it's set to a different tune.
我们看到它的这个调是用远方啊，还不说近方啊，是用远方非常远的地方的无声的鸽子。
It's set to the silent dove in distant lands.
那无声鸽子为什么会无声啊？因为它哭啊哭啊哭到没有声音。
And so why is the dove silent? It's silent because it cried until it had no sound left.
那一个人为什么会哭啊
？Why would a person cry?
一定是他所遭受到苦难啊，没有地方诉说啊。
Meaning that they is the person that cries and because there's no one they can turn to.
啊，他遭遇到不公平的待遇。
And they encounter unfairness.
所以他觉得内心有很多的苦楚啊。
So they feel there are a lot of suffering on the inside.
又不是在自己的家里哭。
They're not just crying in their homes.
我们有的姐妹啊，这个弟兄比较不会啊，姐妹离开家乡啊，从国内从台湾来到 美国以后大概头几个星期啊，都是在哭啊。
And so for some sisters, if they leave their home country and move to a different area, they oftentimes spend weeks crying.
远方，你看离开家乡那么远啊。
Because they have gone far away from their home.
所以大卫他不是在自己的家里哭啊。
So David here is not crying in his own home.
不是在父母亲的家里哭，
He's not crying in his parents' house.
而是被这个敌人啊追赶，被敌人追杀，被敌人追赶，不知道追赶到哪个地方去了。
But he was chased away by enemies to he doesn't know where.
所以圣经说啊，他几乎是无处可逃。
And so in the Bible tells us that he had no place to go.
逃到什么地方去呢？
So where did he run?
逃到国外去的了。
He ran out of the country.
啊，逃到这个非利士人的地方去了。
To the land of the Philistines.
哦，那时候啊，这个非利士人想拿住啊，拿住大卫。
And so here the Philistine captured him.
啊，那个时候大卫他都假装啊，是装疯卖傻。
That's when David pretended that he was crazy.
啊，让这个王说，哎，你看这个人啊，这个神经不正常，那抓他也没用啊。
So that the king would see him and think that, oh, even if they capture him, this crazy person, it would be of no use.
So, 你看他是被扫罗王啊所通缉。
And so we can see that Saul was chasing after him.
啊，不但通缉，还派很多的军队要去捉拿大卫。
And Saul had even sent soldiers to try to capture him.
可以说，倾国家的力量要去捉拿一个小小的年轻人呢。
So you can see that he used the power, a force of in the country, to try to capture this one young man.
啊，把他追赶到其他的国家。
And they chased him all the way to a different country.
啊，非利士人的地方啊。
To the place of the Philistines.
你说会不会哭啊
？So can you, if you think, imagine, will you cry?
我们看他哭到，我看都没有眼泪的。
And so they cried without any more, till they had no more tears.
我们看第八节啊。
Let's look at verse 8.
五十六篇的第八节。
56:8。
我几次留你啊，我几次留你，你都要记住。求你把我的眼泪装在你的皮带里，这不都记在你的册子上吗？你看他的眼泪要流到都，有的地方记载都那个流到可以把床铺啊这样子漂浮起来的。
Their tears are, he's shedding so much tears that in another part it mentions how that it would, the tears are so much that it would cause the bed to float.
我们看眼泪要装在皮带里，那皮带可以装很多的水啊，几公升的水啊。
And so if it says the tears are in the bottle, you can see how much, how many liters of water can be held in a bottle.
我们想想那个眼药水哈，那么一小瓶很贵啊。
So if we think about the eye drops, that small bottle is very expensive.
啊，那个医生啊，就叫我去买那个眼药水啊，三瓶，那么一点点啊，三瓶110啊。
And so my doctor told me to buy these eye drops, and for three bottles, it was $101.
那个三瓶一点点啊，这个你的手掌啊都非常少了，量非常少。
And so it was so little. If you just put it in your hand, you could tell it's just very little.
那就是水的话，还不够当一口喝了。
And if it was water, then it would not even be one sip.
啊，你看大卫他所流的眼泪能够装的这个皮带呀。
But for David, his tears are able to fill this bottle.
因为敌人埋伏要害他的命。
Because the enemy was there and wanted to kill him.
使他晚上啊睡不好觉。
So he's not able to sleep well at night.
他白天要吃饭也不能够好好的享受。
And during the daytime, he could not enjoy his meals.
要离开他的父母亲。
He had to depart from his family.
你看，真的是会哭到无声，那个鸽子都哭到没有声音了。
And so he would cry like this dove with who is silent.
说真的，你看他做金丝啊，这个金丝啊，就是从苦难开始。
And so this golden song begins with suffering.
但是呢，这就是得胜的开始啊。
But this is also the beginning of victory.
我们看当时约瑟哈，他当了埃及的宰相。
So for example, Joseph he became the governor, prime minister of Egypt.
啊，当然对于当时的人来说，他非常的风光。
And so for the people at that time, that was very glorious or very high status.
他是个希伯来人呢。
He was a Hebrew man.
啊，他是外地来的。
Because he was a foreigner.
啊，外地来的人啊，竟然能够当上埃及国的宰相。
But this foreigner was able to become the prime minister of a foreign country.
那很多埃及人呢，可能不知道他的故事啊。
So there may be many Egyptians who did not know his story.
哇，以为你这个约瑟哈啊，怎么能够当上我们国家的宰相？
So they might think, how did Joseph become the prime minister of our country?
但是几个人知道他的得胜是从苦难开始的。
But some people know, however, that his victory started with suffering.
好，请看创世纪。
Let's look at Genesis.
创世纪四十一章。
Genesis chapter 41.
创世纪四十一章的五十一节。
Genesis 41 verse 51.
五十一节。
51.
约瑟给长子起名叫玛拿西，就是使忘记的意思，因为他说啊，神使我忘了一切的困苦和我父家的全家。五十二节。
52。
那他给次子起名叫以法莲，意思就是使之昌盛，因为他说啊，神使我在受苦的地方昌盛。我们看受苦跟昌盛这两个是相反的词句。
And we can see here, fruitful and affliction, they're complete opposites.
受苦就不会长生啊。
Because if you're in affliction, you will not be fruitful.
那长生就不会受苦啊。
If you are fruitful, then you will not be in affliction.
说这两个是不能够放在一起的。
So these two actually cannot put it together.
可是我们刚刚说过，神的意念是高过人的意念。
But before we know, we mentioned earlier that God's thoughts are above our thoughts.
什么叫做真正的成功？
What is true success?
真正的成功就是在受苦里头昌盛。
True success is being able to find success in the midst of suffering.
因为神要训练一个人，不但只是要训练他做事的方法。
And because God is, when He's training a person, He's not just giving them the method how.
最主要要操练他一个属灵的品格。
But rather, they're training their spiritual virtue.
才能够为神所用啊。
So that they can be used by the Lord.
不但是为人所用，要为神所用。
So not only used by man, but be able to be used by God.
所以约瑟他就是神要使用的一个棋子，在埃及地。
And so Joseph was one that God wanted to use in the land of Egypt.
目的呢就是要拯救他全家的人。
And the purpose is so that he's able to save all the people in his house.
那目的也是要让他们家的人呢不会断根来，因为要成全神像亚伯拉罕。
So that his family would be able to survive, so that God can fulfill the promise given to Abraham. So God allowed Joseph to suffer.
就是要使他熬练有一个很好属灵的品格。
So that he can have good, develop good spiritual virtues.
所以在四十一节哈。
So in verse 41.
四十一节的三十九节。
Oh, so in 41, chapter 41, verse 39.
我们看三十七节，从三十七节。
Starting from verse 37.
那法老和他一切的臣仆都以为这事为妙。三十八节。
38.
那法老对臣仆说：“像这样的人，有神的灵在他里头，我们岂能得着呢？”三十九。
39.
法老对约瑟说：“神即将这样的事，只是你可以见呐、啊，可见没有人像你这样聪明有智慧。”所以我们看约瑟呢，他有神的灵在他里头啊。
So here it mentions how Joseph had the spirit of God inside of him.
这是谁说的呢？是法老，一个是外邦人的君王说的。
And it was Pharaoh, a Gentile, who said these words.
那为什么法老能够知道约瑟他有神的灵在他里头
？So how did Pharaoh know that Joseph had the spirit of God within him？
那就是看他的表现呢。
Because it's through what he has done.
因为他从小就一直从十七岁变卖以来，就是一直在受苦。
Because after being sold into slavery at a young age, he was always suffering.
但在每一个受苦的阶段，神都与他同在。
In all of this suffering, God was with him.
就神的目的就是熬炼他有个属灵的品格。
And so the purpose was so that God can help train him to have spiritual virtues.
让他能够明白神的旨意。
So that they can come to understand the will of God.
所以他以后出监牢要跟法老王对话的时候。
So when he came out of prison to speak to Pharaoh.
那法老王就认为，哎，这个人是不容易，不简单呢。
Pharaoh could tell that this person was a special one.
啊，假如没有神的灵在他里头，他不能够说出这样的话语，不能够想出这种办法。
Because without the Spirit of God within him, he would not be able to say what he has said and to even think of this.
所以得胜啊，是从苦难开始的。
So victory begins with suffering.
所以我们不要怕苦难。
So we should not be afraid of suffering.
啊，万一我们的孩子有苦难的时候，我们也不用慌张。
So if our children encounter suffering, we also don't need to worry.
我们要祷告求神能够帮助他度过这个苦难。
We need to pray to God and ask God to help them through this.
既然苦难是神的旨意当中的一部分。
Because if suffering is the will of God,
而就神要造就我们以后成功的一部分。
And God will use it so that we could be victorious one day.
所以这个苦难就变成非常重要。
Then this suffering is very important.
所以我们一定要从苦难当中学习到什么。
Because it is through suffering that we're able to learn.
所以就不能够逃避。
So we should not run away.
所以当我们的孩子有困难以后，
So when our children encounter suffering,
我们做父母就千万不要想办法为孩子来逃避苦难。
So we should not allow, help our child to run away from suffering.
一定要面对苦难。
But for them to face it,
一定要求神让我们能够从苦难当中经过，从苦难当中来学习。
So that we can help them to learn.And through suffering, and ask God to help us.
因为以后的得胜，以后的胜利，以后的成功，就是从苦难开始的。
Because all of the suffering will come, because all the victory will come first from suffering.
那苦难呢，就使人呢熬炼出一种很属灵、很特别的气质。
And this suffering will allow a person to develop very a special virtue.
那当然，我们也说啊，有些时候说某某人的气质非常好。
Or some people may say that, oh, that this person has a very good temperament.
啊，这个外在气质呢，有的时候是天生的。
So some of these are come natural, born people are born with.
但是属灵的气质一定要经过苦难，一定要经过学习，认真的学习。
But spiritual virtue must come from training and being put it for it to be put to the test.
这是苦难呢，使人熬炼出一个属灵特别的气质。
And so through suffering, we are able to develop spiritual virtues.
也就是有信心呢。
And that means we will have faith.
我们再请看回到诗篇的五十七篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 57.
我们刚是看五十六篇，现在看五十七篇。
And we were just looking at Psalm 56. Now we will look at Psalm 57.
五十七篇。
Psalm 57.
大卫逃避扫罗，藏在洞里。那时他做这金丝啊，交为灵长调用，休要毁坏。啊，现在调就用休要毁坏。
And so here, this psalm is set to the tune, "Do not destroy."
那么意思就是说啊，大卫虽然在苦难当中
，So even though David was in the midst of suffering，
所以有很多的敌人要攻击他
，Even there are many enemies that wanted to attack him，
甚至要他的命。
And they even wanted his life.
要把他从神要让他坐的高位上把他拉下来。
He wanted to take him down from his seat.
但是他经过苦难以后。
But after enduring suffering.
我们说熬炼一个属灵特别的气质。
That he was able to be refined and have spiritual virtue.
就让他有自信。
So that he could have confidence.
让他能够站立得稳。
So that he can stand firm.
所以这个时候掉就用这个说要毁坏你，不要想要毁坏我啊。
And so this psalm is then set to the tune, "Do not destroy."
因为他投靠神
because he relies on God.
所以我们看五十七篇的第七节
Let's look at Psalm 57, verse 7.
他说：“神啊，我的心坚定，我心坚定，我要唱诗，我要歌颂。”你看他的心非常坚定。
And so here, David mentions how his heart is steadfast.
那他是依靠神
He relies on God.
所以让他不惧怕。
So that he is not afraid.
啊，一个人只要没有信心的话，他当然会害怕。
Because a person who does not have faith, of course they would be afraid.
所以他说：“神是我的高台。”
But here it mentions that the Lord is my
五十九篇的五十七篇第七节。五十九篇。
嗯，没有。
第九节，五十九篇第九节。
Oh, strength. Okay. My defense.
五十九篇第九节
Defense. 招牌。
对，你说，你说，
嗯、
我 OK。啊，我们来念哈，五十九篇第九节，对不起。
Psalm 59 verse 9。
我们看五十九篇第九节。
Psalm 59 verse 9。
我的力量啊，我必仰望你，因为神是我的高台。
Verse 9, I will wait for you, O you, his strength, for God is my defense.
好，那这个神是他的帮助，神是他，他能够抵抗敌人。
So God is his help, and God is able to help him with his overcome his enemies.
所以他就说，我依靠神，必不惧怕，人能够把我怎么样呢？
And that's why he says, I have the Lord. There's nothing I need to be afraid of.
我们看五十六篇的十一节。
Let's turn at 56 verse 11.
五十六篇十一节啊，请你念。
Psalm 56 verse 11. In God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?
哦，所以他都不惧怕，因为他心坚定。
So he does not have to be afraid because his heart is steadfast.
那这个就是信仰所带来的力量。
This is strength that comes from faith.
啊，这个信仰是从苦难当中熬炼出来的。
And this faith is shown.Has grown through suffering.
因为人就是没有遭遇到苦难的话，他就不会想依靠神了。
Because if a man does not go through suffering, then they will not come to trust in God.
那他跟神之间的关系就没有那么亲密。
And then the relationship between them and God would not be as close.
因此，他经过苦难以后，他亲近神、依靠神，他就有这种的体验。
So after suffering, then they have this experience with God.
所以，让他心里呢就发出这种信心。
So their heart is able to have this faith.
所以，他都不惧怕。
So they're not afraid.
我们看他说必不惧怕啊，人能够把我怎么样呢？
It says, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?
啊，惧怕就是自己最大的敌人呢。
Because fear is oftentimes our greatest enemy.
那不安啊，忧虑啊，还是愤怒、胆怯，都是惧怕的一种变相体。
If we are feeling not peace or anxious, these are all results of fear.
那他会剥夺人的幸福，还有能力。
And it'll take away man's strength and their joy.
那他对我们没有什么帮助。
And it is not helpful to us.
啊，反正会让我们失败。
But it will cause us to fail.
所以惧怕是人最大的敌人。
So fear is man's greatest enemy.
我们到底还记得吗？在911事件以后。
And so we mention, remember, if we remember, right after 9/11.
那时候恐怖分子啊，就经常放话，说要攻击什么地方，要怎么样用什么方法来。攻击美国。
And the terrorists would threaten, saying that they would attack this area in America.
然后国防部啊，就哇，就发这个警告啊，什么黄灯的警告啊，红灯警告。
And then the White House would send an alert, saying that oh, we were on yellow alert or red alert.
啊，所以那一阵子很多人就不敢搭飞机呀。
And so at that time, there were some people that were really afraid to fly.
啊，但是有的政府的官员就跳出来说。
But there was a government official who said.
说我们不要害怕。
We should not be afraid.
害怕是我们的敌人。
Fear is our enemy.
啊，叫大家要勇敢。
So we need to have courage.
大家一起要抵抗这些恐怖分子。
That we need to stand up against these terrorists.
说真的，惧怕对我们一点好处都没有。
And so fear has of no benefit to us.
所以大卫他就依靠神。
And so David relied on the Lord.
那个信心啊，所带出来的力量。
And the strength that comes from faith.
像雅各也是一样啊。
And so Jacob is also the same.
啊，雅各因为他坚定依靠神，所以让他能够在他母舅家这二十年哈，能够带他度过困难的二十年呢。
And so it is because the same way Jacob was able to endure 20 years in his mother's house.
啊，就没有什么事情能够打倒他。
There was nothing that was able to overcome him.
那保罗他在传福音的过程当中呢。
And so Paul, as he was preaching the gospel,
也就经历很多艰难。
He also encountered many difficulties.
啊，但是他说哈。
But he said,
就没有什么事情能够阻挡我跟神之间的爱。
There's nothing that shall separate me from the love of God.
神爱他，他爱神。
God loves him and he loves God.
那没有任何试探，没有任何的阻挡，能够把这些爱挪开。
There is nothing that can hinder or block this love.
没有什么事情能够把他内心基督的平安夺走的。
There's nothing that can take away the peace of Christ in his heart.
这是从苦难当中啊，熬出一种很特别属灵的气质，就是有信心了。
And so this is a very special virtue that is shown through being in the midst of suffering.
然后就到了六十篇的得胜。
And so in chapter 60, it's victory.
神使人得胜。
That God allow man to be victorious.
但是必须要经过苦难。
But you must first suffer.
然后熬炼出一个很特别属灵的气质、信心。
And so that you can have and develop spiritual virtues.
所以神就让他们能够得胜。
So that allow them to be victorious.
我们看在旧约的历史上比如说利非定之战
And so when in the history of the Israelites at the Battle of Rephidim,
which is
the battle between the Israelites against Amalekites.
那当约书亚过了约旦河以后
So after Joshua crossed the Jordan River,
那他占领迦南地
He was in the land of Canaan.
那第一个碰到的城市就是耶利哥城
And the first battle or city that they encountered
那这个耶利哥城
啊
是非常的坚固
But Jericho was a very fortified city.
那约书亚先去看一看呢。
So they went to spy out the land.
啊，看了以后，他不知道怎么想。
And so yeah, after looking at the Jericho, he didn't know what to think.
哎，他都碰到神的使者。
Then he met the commander of the Lord's army.
他就问神的使者说：“你是来做什么的？”哈。
And so he asked the Lord,
你是要站在我们这边呢，还是要站在敌人那一边？
That are you on our side or are you on the side of our enemies?
那使者说我是要来做元帅的。
And so, then, he told him that, I've come, to be, the commander.
哦，那时候约书亚就赶快俯下拜呀。
And so that is when Joshua fell on the face of the earth.
那要怎么样能够打胜仗？
So that how can he be victorious?
因为这是他们所要面对的问题呀。
Because this is the problem that he had to face.
所要面对的困难。
And the difficulty that he had to face.
啊，对于神来说是很简单的。
And so for the Lord, this is something very easy.
啊，虽然那个时候以色列人他们也没有什么武装。
And so the Israelites at that time didn't have much armor.
啊，没有什么很多的武器呀。
They didn't have a lot of weapons.
啊，但是神有办法使他们得胜。
But God had a way to let them be victorious.
啊，就是一直绕绕城啊，这样一直绕啊。
Is that they had to circle around the city.
那第七天就绕七圈呢。
And on the seventh day, and they went around seven times.
然后就喊大声一点。
And they shout loudly at the end.
啊，这个城墙就自动倒塌了。
And then automatically, the walls fell.
啊，不用一根手指头。
They didn't have to lift a single finger.
因为神的能力。
Because of God's power.
所以真的神使人得胜。
So God is the one that gives victory.
那我们看约沙法啊，当时面对摩押、还有亚门人啊、米乌尼人这些联军。
And so when King Jehoshaphat was faced against Ammonites and the Moabites.
我当时这个约沙法他就非常惧怕。
And at that time, King Jehoshaphat was very fearful.
但是他就决心了，来亲近神。
But he made the determination that he would draw close to God.
得到神的帮助。
And to receive help from God.
所以真的神在帮助他。
And so God was helping him.
他也没有什么特别训练军队说我们要什么摆阵。
And there wasn't some special military tactic where he had to set his armies.
他只是叫祭司来说大家来你们这些人穿着洁白衣服那你们就唱着赞美神。
He just told the priests to come sing hymns and praises to God.
结果神就亲自击杀那些敌人。
And then God Himself went and kills all of the enemies.
所以真的是神使人得胜。
So God was the one that allows for victory.
我们请看箴言的二十一章三十一节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 21, verse 31.
箴言二十一章三十一节。
Proverbs 21, verse 31.
三十一节。
31。
马是为打仗之日预备的，得胜乃在乎神。
31. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but deliverance is of the Lord.
他说，意思就是说，我们做人的本分就是要预备，要做我们应该做的。
And so as we is, the horse represents that we need to prepare ourselves according to, and do our part.
然后其他部分呢，就神呢会预备。
But the rest is what God will prepare.
得胜啊，在乎神。
So because deliverance is of the Lord.
啊，所以我们作为基督徒，我们一定要这个信念。
So as a Christian, we must also have the same mentality.
啊，当然，我们假设已经退休的人。
For those that have already retired.
就不需要跟社会一些人啊，在打拼了。
We don't have to compete with the people in society.
但是我们孩子，我们下一代，他们有很多的竞争。
But our children and the next generation, there is much competition.
所以我们也不用烦恼。
But we do not need to worry.
因为神使人得胜。
Because God gives victory.
那不是在乎人的能力多少。
It is not dependent on how much ability man has.
也不在乎人的经验多少。
Or how much experience man has.
最后的那一支笔是在神的手中的。
But the pen, is in the hands of God.
只要是神 OK, 签个字，那就可以的。
Because if God is okay with it, and then it will happen.
所以我们一定要带领我们的下一代来亲近神。
So we need to bring the next generation to come closer to God.
这才是对于孩子，对我们下一代最好的保障。
This is the best security we can give to the next generation.
那大卫他就得胜了。
And so David was able to be victorious.
因为他真是打败这些亚兰人呢。
Because he was able to beat these Ammonites.
那打胜仗的目的就是要为神做见证。
And the purpose of the victory is to testify for God.
我们看神是大卫打败哥利亚。
And so it is like when David defeated Goliath.
目的就是让人知道以色列当中有神。
And the purpose is for the Israelites to know, for the people to know that amongst Israelites there is God.
我们看当时。南蛮元帅哈，他生长着大麻风啊。
Naaman, who had leprosy.
然后他来求着伊丽莎来医治他。
And he came to Elisha, to ask to be healed.
那伊丽莎只是派一个仆人告诉他，你要去约旦河进七次，你的麻风病就必得洁净。
And so Elisha sent his servant to tell Naaman that you need to go to the Jordan River and bathe yourself seven times, and you will be clean.
那刚开始他不愿意配合。
In the beginning, he was not willing.
因为他想说我是身为大元帅
Because he's saying that I am a centurion, a commander.
我是常胜将军呢。
I am a soldier.
我在王的面前是非常尊贵的。
I have high status before the king.
啊，你现在派一个小孩子来跟我说到约旦河洗七次。
But you sent a child to tell me that I have to go bathe in the Jordan River seven times.
啊，没有一个正式的欢迎。
There is no welcome.
那所以他心里在。心里就很不舒服啊。
So he was very was not happy in his heart.
因为他想说他值得啊受尊重。
Because he felt that he was worthy of respect.
所以他内心的骄傲呢，阻挡他得到神的恩典。
So the pride in his heart hindered him from receiving the grace of God.
所以后来他想一想。
After he thought for a bit.
假设能够让他的麻风病得到医治，那有什么不好的？
But if it was to help him heal him of his leprosy, how bad could it be?
所以那个时候他打败了他内心的骄傲。
So in that time, he was able to overcome the pride in his heart.
那个时候他才知道哈，除了以色列地之外，普天之下没有神。
And that is also how he came to realize that apart from the God in Israelites, there's no other God.
那我们看到尼布甲尼撒王
King Nebuchadnezzar.
那他的确是很有才华
He was very skilled.
啊，他让自己的国家非常强盛
And his country was extremely prosperous.
所以他做建造这个巴比伦的空中花园呢
That's why he built the Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
啊，他以那个事情为傲
And towards that, he was arrogant.
所以他说。这一切都是靠着我的智慧啊，我的能力来建造的。
And he thought that all of this, I have built by my own hands.
哦，那时候他心里面起了骄傲。
So in his heart, he became proud.
啊，神就把他赶到野外去了。
And so God cast him into the wilderness.
说经过一些时期的磨练以后。
And after some time.
啊，他打败了他自己的骄傲。
And he defeated his own pride.
啊，那个时候他才知道哈。天上有位至高存到永远的神。
He realized there is a God in heaven who is there forever.
啊，他在掌控一切。
And he had sovereignty over all.
所以不是靠着他的大能大力呀。
It's not according to his own strength, but in God's.
要神比他更大。
Because God is greater than him.
所以当他打败他的骄傲以后。
So when he is able to overcome his own arrogance.
他才知道也会真实的存在。
He understood that the existence of God.
所以我们看到得胜的目的就是要为神做见证。
And so, the we can see that the purpose of victory is so that we can testify for God.
啊，所以我们要明白啊，神让我们得胜，神让我们有个好机会，也是要为神做见证。
And so we need to understand that when we are victorious, it is a testimony that we can make for God.
啊，所以不能够把它据为所有。
We cannot keep it just for ourselves.
啊，不能够抢夺神的荣耀。
We cannot take the glory of God.
啊，把这个荣耀归还给神了。
But we need to give the glory back to God.
因为我们得胜就是要为神做见证的。
Because when we are victorious, it is a way for us to testify.
好像诗篇六十个篇是为正要做见证的百合花。
Just like in Psalm 60, it is a lily of testimony.
啊，这个百合花啊是很特别的。
And so this lily is very special.
啊，它从荆棘里面长出来。
Because this lily grew amongst the thorns.
好像这个莲花啊是出于污泥而不染泥。
And so it's like it grew in the dirtiness, but was not affected by it.
这个百合花是非常被人认为是非常贞洁的。
And so this lily is very resilient and very high.
这个百合花就被法国拿来当他们国家的国徽了。
And so like
法国。
Oh, France. And so the lily became the national flower of France.
哦，所以我们看莲花哈，它是出于这个污泥啊，它是从污泥里面长出来的。
And so this flower can grow in all of the sturdiness.
啊，但是呢，它不染泥不沾染一点的尘土。
But it is not contaminated by the dirt.
啊，就好像我们是出于这个世界，我们住在这个世界里头。
So just like how we live in this world.
但是我们又不属于这个世界。
But we do not belong to this world.
啊，这个世界是很污秽的一个世界。
And this world is one that is very corrupt.
又是很乱的一个世界。
And very chaotic.
但是我们不属于这个世界。
But we do not belong to this world.
主要圣经告诉我们，我们不要沾染这个世俗。
And so that is why the Bible tells us that we should not be corrupt by this world.
所以我们的心思意念呢，不要沾染这个世俗。
And that we should not be conformed to the world.
我们要帮助我们的孩子来保守圣洁。
But we need to help our children to keep pure.
那我们自己也要保守。
To keep ourselves.
所以我们看大卫他的一生哈。
So we see from the life of David.
他是得胜。
He is victorious.
但是他得胜是从他的苦难开始的。
But his victory began in suffering.
他活出了基督的形象。
He's able to live out the Christ-like image.
我们看大卫他的故事流传已经几千年了。
And so the story of David has been thousands of years ago.
被记载在圣经里头。
And it's recorded in the Bible.
到现在还在流传着。
And it's still continually to be looked at today.
这个目的不是要歌颂大卫本人呢。
So this is not just to praise David himself.
而是要让大家来见证神。
But it is a testimony to God.
成为神的见证人。
And it's a testimony for God.
在唱诗482首。
Let us sing hymn 482.